is Not Often Heard with Gary Taylor and Mark Stockley.
Hello and welcome to Not Often Heard, the podcast. My name is Gary.
My name is Mark.
And this is where we get to go a little bit more in depth than we ever can when we do our Sunday shows, because we just don't have the time, do we?
No, because we can gabble on for an awfully long time.
True. So this is why we have a spin-off show, that we can gabble on for an awfully long time and not care.
Yeah, we're so well known and famous, we have a spin-off already.
This is the adult spin-off, perhaps, because we can say things like bum.
Yeah, and boob.
Ooh. Near the knuckle. Right, so today we're talking about something which I suppose we're all doing a lot more of in these times.
Yeah.
And that is home working. And it's strange indeed, because obviously, you know, the world, it feels like, is on lockdown. And I don't know about you, Mark, but I have been told I am working from home for the foreseeable future. And in addition to that, I've also had letters from the hospital and stuff saying don't go out for 12 weeks. So I really am stuck. I have nowhere to go. So, first of all, have you ever worked from home in your role as such?
No. I mean, as a teacher, it's a little bit difficult to work from home, isn't it? I mean, obviously, if I'm off poorly, you know, if I've got a cold or something like that, or a bit of an upset tummy and I can't go in, I set work remotely then. But it's literally, I will email a colleague and they will put work out on the desk where I should be teaching. And a cover teacher will basically deliver what I should have been doing. But actually working from home, setting work and giving to children directly, never before.
Wow. Never. So this is all new for you as well then?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't used to work from home really until a couple of years ago, when I used to get the odd day if I was lucky. And I had a boss at the time who was very much like, well, what are you going to be doing at home? What are you going to be working on?
Yeah.
And I had to tell them exactly what I was working on, and they would check the next day when I came back in to see what I'd done.
Oh.
It was. Obviously, I can't say who I work for, but just, you know, slight lack of trust. Then I actually moved into a different job a couple of years back. And I have slowly been doing, you know, a day a week from home. It's kind of been building up to that. So it used to be the odd day. And that's moved. As I settled in, I felt comfortable I could do one day a week. And I think I've maybe done 2 or 3 days at most. You know, if I've been ill or something, it was the kind of job where you could just say, hey, I don't feel great, but I can still work. So I'm just going to work from home. And you maybe do that for a couple of days. So I think the most I've ever worked from home was probably 3 days in a row.
Right.
And now I'm entering the third week.
Yeah. Oh, because you were actually basically sent home from work even before the schools closed, weren't you?
Yes. Actually, I was actually on leave that week when we had a message saying the government haven't told us to, but we are being proactive, and we are basically saying to everybody who can work at home, work from home. And that is it. We don't want to see you in the office until we tell you, until further notice. So it has actually been almost a month since I've seen any of my colleagues in person.
Wow.
And it's weird, because I always used to dream, I used to see these people that used to work from home full time, and I think, wow, oh, that must be great. Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, there are times when I've been like trudging down the stairs, getting my school stuff and going out to my car, when silent social media Bob has been working from home, and I've been so jealous.
Yeah, so I think we look at it as some kind of glamorous thing.
Yeah.
If you can call it glamorous. But the luxury of, you can just walk, you can just roll out of bed and get and go to work.
Yeah.
I think we are starting to see that it's, you know, the grass isn't as greener as on the other side as we perhaps thought. And it's not quite as easy, is it?
It's not, no. It's, I'm not sure it's living up to everything I expected it to be. As I say, looking on, kind of like giving silent social media Bob the side eye as I was sidling out the door, preparing to face a classroom full of teenagers.
So let's talk about the positive stuff first of all then.
Okay, okay.
So I think for me, it's not having to commute, first of all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, I don't live that far from where I work. It's only about 2.5 to 3 miles as the crow flies. But having to get through the Manchester traffic is murder. So not having to deal with that is a big bonus.
Same for me. I work a bit further out. I'm sort of 12.5 miles or so from my office. And it can regularly take 40 minutes if, or over an hour sometimes if something has gone wrong on one of the major roads.
Yeah. Yeah, same for me. Like I say, 2.5, 3 miles can easily take 30 minutes to 40 minutes some days.
Yeah, and I do appreciate the fact that I can just get up and within, you know, 5-10 minutes if I want, I can be logged on and I can begin working.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like the fact that it feels like you're finishing early almost.
Mm.
Because even though you're working up until your normal finish time, perhaps, you don't have that commute again on the way back.
No, that's true.
You know, your commute is to walk downstairs, basically.
See, I don't even have that because my kind of like workspace is downstairs.
You see, I am very lucky that I have an office, inverted commas, / studio. Which is great for when you're doing like audios and stuff because you've got all the pro equipment if you want. So I think, yes, the commute is part of it. The fact that, you know, it feels like you've got a little bit more time because you're not doing that journey either end of the day.
Yeah.
Although I do find myself not actually, you know, using that time for an extra 30 minutes in bed or anything like that, to be honest. Do you find yourself stuck in your routine that, you know, your alarm's going off at a similar time perhaps to what it normally would?
Up until actually this morning, we had kept the alarm at exactly the same time at 6:30. But this morning, we moved it and it went off at 7:15 and it felt very naughty.
On a school day as well, getting on the
I know.
Shame on you.
Normally at 7:15, I'd be not far off leaving the house.
I think another benefit of working from home is just the quietness you get and the time to focus on some tasks sometimes.
Yeah. Yes, for sure, for sure.
So I do appreciate that I can get on with a piece of work and there's no chatter in the room if I don't want it.
Yeah.
But also, on the flip side of that, sometimes I don't want it to be deadly silent in the room. So I have a smart speaker in the room with me.
Mm.
So I can just shout at it or play something for me. So is that something you did? You have background stuff on?
I have to have background stuff on. So how I've got my desk set up in kind of like the little kind of like dining room next to the living room, but it's kind of like open plan. You've seen our kind of like living area.
Yeah.
So the telly is kind of like up in the corner, quite a way away. But I must admit, I have been throwing DVDs on in the background to just so there's something going on. That if I'm getting a bit fed up of what I'm doing, I can just turn my chair, look at the telly for a few minutes, get in that and, you know, and then go back to it. So today I've had the Claws of Axos on in the background.
Quality entertainment.
Yeah.
See, I struggle with that. I find I can't have something like a video playing. It distracts me. I end up sitting watching it and I'm thinking, no, hang on, no, I've got stuff to do.
Yeah. It has to be something I've seen loads of times. Otherwise, I'm in danger of doing that myself. So it's always something I've seen a lot. So, you know, most of the classic Doctor Who back catalogue, I can chuck one on and I've seen them so often I could practically recite it. So I don't need to pay attention.
And another positive I find is that you get to go and have lunch with your partner every lunchtime. It's nice.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Sit down, have a bite to eat.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not sitting there. I find my battery on my phone is lasting way longer than normal.
You see, I'm finding that my battery on my phone isn't.
Oh.
Because if I'm at work and I'm in lessons all day, I will never check my phone. It stays in my pocket.
Yeah.
Whereas kind of like sitting at my desk, you know, maybe responding to an email or, you know, responding to a question from a student, I might be, you know, in between all that, checking Facebook, looking at Twitter, responding to messages and things. So I found that my battery's been going down probably more.
See, because I'm not messaging my partner back and forth occasionally, and also I'm not... Sometimes I, in my role at work, I can pop some headphones in and I can listen to music at my desk whilst I'm trying to concentrate on something. I'm not doing any of that. I'm not sitting on my lunch break browsing the internet and watching YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm actually sitting downstairs having lunch with somebody and having a conversation, or watching the TV or using the Chromebook or whatever. So I just find that it's a gadget I'm not picking up quite so often, just because I have so many other options
with
me in the house.
Yeah.
It's great. And speaking of having lunch, I don't know about you, but I'm finding that I'm not wandering down to the canteen or to a local shop. I'm buying something that's perhaps not so healthy. I'm actually having a nice proper lunch that's been prepared.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I'm eating well. And eating better. There's always rubbish at work in our little officey place. There's always biscuits or cake or chocolates. There's always something.
Oh,
but
God,
there's not that. There's not that here.
Is it all locked away in a cupboard? Like, no, the cupboard should not be opened on a lunchtime.
Absolutely.
So I think there are some great positives from working from home. But there are also some downsides as well.
Yeah. Oh.
So what are you finding is the hardest part about working from home?
I'm not sure it's the hardest part, but one of the things I was really surprised about is the questioning I've had from students and kind of like their lack of knowledge almost in using technology, which has thrown me. I was really surprised about.
Oh, really? See,
yeah.
This is the digital generation, you told me.
Yeah, that's what I'm told. This is the digital generation. And I've had a few students just saying, how do I attach this? I've done this work. How do I attach it to an email or to this piece of software that we use? How do I do that?
Now, is that because, you know, we speak of email and attachments and stuff because that's what we had before text messaging and WhatsApp, Facebook message, all that kind of stuff on your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Electronic communication was email.
Yeah,
and
that was the only way.
Composing an email, writing who it's to, uploading a document as an attachment, etc., whatever, using, you know, Microsoft Outlook. Or before that, I think it was like MS Mail and stuff like that. We're going way back.
Yeah.
We're familiar with that, and it's still heavily used in businesses and lots of companies and stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm sure in education as well. You know, do you find a lot of communication goes out through email still, or are you moving away from that?
With amongst the staff, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All the communication amongst staff is electronic. There's no written memos or anything like that. It's all email.
That's it. And, you know, there are alternatives out there. Microsoft Teams is something that's quite big and that's rolling out to companies.
Yeah, we've started using that since we've been working from home to keep in touch with our departments and things like that.
Yep, and I know that's heavily being pushed by some companies as a replacement for email to say, well, cut down on your traffic. If you need to email your department to let them know something, pop it in the Teams channel and upload attachments with it and stuff like that. You can start a thread and have people discuss it there instead of, you know, everybody hitting reply all and, you know, you come back to your desk and you've got six emails because everybody's hit reply all with it and chipped in with something. So there are alternatives out there on that. So do you find yourself doing a bit of IT support at the moment?
Yes, I think so, yeah. Mainly that's just been, you know, finding YouTube clips that I can say, have a look at this. It'll show you how to do it. Because otherwise I'd be typing a message and sending it back to them and then kind of like waiting for them to see it and respond back to me again. Because one of the things as well that students don't realize that if they send an email, it's like you've got to expect me to reply to that email, and you've got to check for that reply.
Oh, yeah. You've got to keep an eye out for it.
It's that kind of like that sort of thing. I suppose it's just because they're not used to using it. Is this really the reason? As they get older, our sixth form students, we use email a lot more with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a bit more used to kind of like checking it on a regular basis. But the younger students will only go onto their email if a teacher specifically tells them to, or if they're stuck on homework and they want to ask the teacher what's going on.
We sound like a right pair of old farts. There we go.
Oh, I know.
Back in my day, we used to use email. That was a proper way of talking. None of this WhatsApping. But I do, you know, you do wonder perhaps if it's easier, it'd be easier to communicate with the students by just WhatsApping them stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at least they're familiar with it popping up on their phone. And if you say, yeah, just ping me the document through WhatsApp or whatever. Which, because I think most of them are just so used to doing it on phones. Communicating,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I can sympathise with that. At the place where I am at the moment, I am kind of the standing tech support guy for my little team. We're already a small team. And because I've got a tech background, I used to work on a tech help desk. I know the systems quite well, so I know all the little quirks and I can fix stuff. I'm fairly independent in that way. And unfortunately, it's just the way the situation is at the moment. I think probably all IT help desks are being rammed.
Yeah.
With queries from all these people who don't normally work from home, who are suddenly forced to work at home and have all these, you know, weird and wonderful things happening, and they don't quite understand why it's not working as it should do. So I do find myself being surrogate IT man and say, can you share your screen with me, please? And show me what the problem is. That is so much easier than rather than getting somebody to describe what the problem is. Because we've got software that allows us to share our screens with each other, I just say, show me. I'll often pick up the phone as well, I'll be saying, right, I'm not going to ping a million emails out to you. Let's talk this through. Show me on the screen what the problem is, and I will tell you what to click on.
Yeah.
So
It's so difficult, isn't it, to describe to someone what is wrong or what they should do to correct a problem, because it relies on each person involved in it being really specific and knowing exactly what they're doing. Because that's one of the issues. Another issue I've had is like getting messages pinged to me. Things like, I can't open the other one was a message I had off a student the other day. And I'm like, what do you mean? You can't open the other one. I had to say to him, you need to tell me what you mean here, because I don't know what you're trying to say. It was attachments that I'd sent for the homework.
Right.
But they'd said, I can't open the other one. But I'm like, well, I don't know which one you've been able to open and which one you can't.
Yeah, more specific.
And if I knew that, I could help you.
We need more description, please.
Yeah. But again, I think it's that not using it and not being used to it.
It is. And the classic one I've had before was somebody saying, I've lost all my email. All I can see is emails from today. I don't know where the rest of them have gone, where they've all gone. They've gone off screen. And do you know what they've done?
Oh, go on.
On Outlook, you can, you know, you've got your mail's kind of categorized according to day. So you'll say today and you'll say yesterday. Then it'll say this week, then last week. They'd collapsed all the other threads. There was all they had to do was click on the little arrow where it says yesterday and boom. And because they just say, I've lost it all, I'm saying, well, okay, if, you know, have you sure you've had any email in the last couple of days? Have you cleared out your mailbox? But after a couple of minutes of questioning, I just said, can you just show me? As soon as I saw it on the screen, I'm like, just click on that button. Oh. but also, what frustrates me a little bit, I know we're kind of going off on a tangent about IT support.
Yeah.
But just Google it.
Yeah.
What do you think I do if I don't know the problem off the top of my head?
Yep.
So, yes, IT support, not fantastic when you're having to, you know, handhold people.
Yes.
I also sometimes find that you end up with on a lot of audios and video chats and stuff like that. And oh my goodness, some people don't know about video chat and audio etiquette when you're working from home, about muting your mic if you're not speaking. Oh, that's my big bugbear. For goodness sake, mute your mic. We don't want to hear that you've got This Morning On in the background, or you know that you've got a 3-year-old wanting to play with you or whatever. If you're not speaking, it's fine. You can mute yourself. It's all right. But on the flip side, there's a lot of video conferencing happening now. I don't know if you've done much video conferencing when you were working from home.
No.
You're lucky. but the amount of times you've got poor connections, so people start sounding like a Dalek and they look a bit like Max Headroom and they're just moving every, 10 frames or whatever.
Oh, dear.
But apart from that, people who perhaps have not thought about their positioning of their camera, and they've got a bright light right behind them, which means they're in shadow. So, I'm not expecting you to be, a Hollywood director. Okay. I swear to God, I didn't touch anything. We should leave that. We're leaving that in as well.
Yeah. Showing that we're doing it live.
Yes. People who perhaps don't really know about, make sure you've got a light source in front of you rather than behind you, which is just a basic thing. But have you seen things like Zoom is a massive video conferencing tool now?
Yes, you have, yeah.
They are putting some shady stuff into that.
Are they?
There's some cool stuff where you can replace the background. So it you don't even need a green screen. It can detect the outline of the person and it can insert a background behind you. An animated one at that as well, if you want it.
Wow.
So you can pretend to be on a beach somewhere. But also, they've got some image enhancement tool, shall we say, just to smooth out those wrinkles and make you look a tiny bit better.
I need it now.
I'm like, why do you need that on a video conference? Come on. Most people know what you look like.
Oh, I suppose it depends what you're using your videos for.
Yeah, that's true. So, apart from that, conversely, I find myself sometimes being interrupted when I'm trying to work on stuff, which can be a little bit annoying. But also on the flip side, I find it difficult because sometimes I'm ignored. I'll send a little chat message to somebody asking them a question, and I won't get any hit back for like 2 hours.
Oh, dear. Oof.
If it's not urgent, it's fine. I'll let it slide. But if you've not come back to me after half an hour and I need to know, I'm on the I'm going to be hooking up with that phone. I'm ringing you. And it does feel like most people are like, don't ring me. Oh, no, I'm trying to work. Also, another positive I forgot about is when you're in the office, our phone's a part of a hunt group. So it means if somebody's away from their desk and their phones then start ringing on everybody's phone. We're expected to pick it up. And we're all playing that game where we're all looking at each other as to go, who's picking it up? I'm busy. I really can't pick it up. I'm busy. Till one of us gives in and just goes, oh, okay, I'll pick it up. Because we hate picking up each other's phones. Because we just don't know what we're going to get. It could be some random query. We're like, I've no idea. Can we get back to you? I'm also find I'm missing the office gossip.
I think for me, that's the biggest downside is I'm missing my colleagues completely.
Yeah. Even though I know you can pick up the phone, there's Skyping and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You're doing that because you've got a work reason normally to call them or video conference them or whatever, isn't it? You find you're not really getting together to socialise, perhaps, like you would when you when you were kind of in your workplace, and I do miss it actually.
Yeah,
I honestly thought that I would love working from home and it would be great and I could just get on with stuff, but you don't realise until it's taken away just how much you miss the company of those people you work with.
Yeah,
I know it sounds a bit sad, but. I work with a nice team.
So do I. It's, you know, the people you work with make the place that you were, don't they?
Definitely.
And we have a riot. We have a riot scream, a real laugh at work. And I do miss that.
Oh. But then there are people who've, you know, arranged virtual drinks after work and stuff like that.
Mm.
Which, you know what, if it works for you, great.
Exactly.
But I'm not sure if it would work for our team, really.
Mm.
We try. We know we somebody will book in like a catch up and say, hey, let's just have, you know, 15 minutes. Let's all catch up and see how everything's going. We all jump on an audio and we just inevitably end up talking about work. It's not really a social thing.
No, you get a group of people together who all work in the same place or in the same profession, and they're going to end up talking about work because it's one thing you've all got in common.
That's true. You're always going to talk shop, I suppose. But yeah, I miss being asked if I've had a good weekend or, you know, how's the dog or, you know. I feel so sorry for a colleague who was due to go on holiday for 3 weeks in April. Holiday.
Oh.
You know, going right across somewhere in Asia. It's going to be a fantastic holiday planned well in advance.
Mm.
Really looking forward to it and gone.
Yeah.
Plus, I was, you know, expecting to get some weird and wonderful treats back to eat. Going to miss out on that now. It's not good.
No.
So, we're going to be working from home for the foreseeable, it seems, mostly. Although you are doing a little bit of time in the school, aren't you now?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was supposed to have gone in today, but turns out I wasn't needed. Oh. I was going to be doing a colleague a favour, because he had quite a bit of a commute to get into work, into school. But he actually, after I offered, he was like, do you know what? Actually, I'm looking forward to a change of scenery. I want to go in. And I was like, oh, fair enough. But we are, schools are going to be open over Easter. So there's no real kind of like Easter holiday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we will be... we've had an email today, actually, from senior staff asking us to kind of like put our names down for some different sessions and things like that.
Well, let's face it, nobody's going away on an Easter break, are they? So
nope, nobody's going anywhere.
So why not? I can see a lot of people. I mean, I've got a week off in May booked, and I'm thinking, what's the point?
No point at all.
Really?
You might as well cancel it.
Yeah.
It's going to be really difficult when everything goes back to normal, because we were supposed to be going away on Saturday. We were supposed to be flying off to the Canaries.
Oh,
obviously,
yes.
that's not happening. And whenever, you know, airspace does reopen, there's going to be such a massive scramble for people to want to get away somewhere. You're going to be queuing up at the airport, at a bus stop.
Travel agents are going to make a fortune out of this.
Oh, God, they will.
So, do you think there's anything you could recommend to cope with working from home to make things a little bit better?
I think you've got a couple of things. I think you've got to have a routine. I think you've got to kind of like set yourself, because you have a routine when you're at work, don't you?
Yes.
You know, from when you actually wake up and your alarm goes off to what time you leave the house, when you sit at your desk and so on. And I think you've got to have the same thing when you're working from home. You've got to have a routine. Otherwise, you just don't know where you are and what you're doing. I think it's important to have regular breaks away from your screen. I didn't the first few days last week. I was kind of like at my desk, at my laptop, doing things. I've got a big monitor as well attached to it. Mm. And I ended up with horrendous headaches.
Oh.
And because I'd never really spent, although I use computers a lot in my job, I don't usually sit at the desk looking at a computer for long periods of time.
Mm.
And I think the other thing I would say is, you know, treat yourself, you know, have those chocolates in the background that you can dip into every now and then, or, you know, make sure you do get yourself some fresh air and your daily government sanctioned exercise.
Yes. I would agree. I would echo that. Routine is very important. I find my alarm goes off at the same time as if I was going into the office.
Mm-hmm.
I get up, I will have a shower, I will have breakfast, I'll start work. In just, you know, like the order I normally would, basically.
Yeah.
Stick to that. It's also been suggested, although I've not really done it myself too much, that sometimes you might want to change where you work in the house.
Okay.
Because you can go a little bit stir crazy if you're perhaps stuck in the same place every day.
Mm.
I kind of get a sense of that because I'm the room I'm is my radio room that I use for broadcasting is the same room I'm working out of. Mm. So, you know, I'm working in sort of 10 hours a day, and then I'm coming into this room this evening, for example, and I'm sitting here for another hour or two recording stuff like this or getting shows ready.
It
does feel like I'm never out of here. So I think it might be a benefit to occasionally, if you can, if you've got a laptop and you're portable, go and sit at the kitchen table, go and move to the living room or whatever.
Yeah.
And just work from there just for a short time, if you can, just to help.
Change is as good as a rest.
Exactly. You know, if I had a lovely patio set and it was nice, I'd probably go and sit in the garden or something.
Well, last week was lovely, wasn't it?
I don't know.
The weather was lovely. Last week, made myself go out a few times, just a little bit of walk in the local. There's a little park near where we live, just to get out in the fresh air.
Oh, that's nice. So, yeah. Get your routine, vary where you work, have your treats, and like you said, get out and even if it's just a 10-minute or 15-minute walk, get some fresh air, get out into the sun if you can when it appears, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I fear that it could be a while before the situation changes.
Yes, I think it will be.
So I think we can do is make the best of it.
Definitely.
Yes. We do hope you have enjoyed this podcast, basically, which is us whining about working from home, being isolated and ranting about tech issues and stuff. Hopefully you can identify with it.
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty of people out there that can.
We do hope you will join us again sometime soon on the next pod. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.